Learn connected speech with Matt Perland. Believe in the power of connected speech. A new 8-part English pronunciation course by Matt Perland. Lesson 1. Introduction. Unit 1.4, the sound spine. Why do we do what we do? The aim of speech is effective communication. In English, we achieve this by focusing on the sound spine. The sound spine is the sequence of stressed vowel sounds in a sentence. For example, my friend's been playing football. The sound spine is e, a, u. Native speakers gain a lot of the meaning of the sentence from these stressed vowel sounds. We do not listen to every sound when somebody speaks to us, but rather try to identify the sound spine and pay attention to the context. Our brain puts it together in an instant, and the meaning is clear. If the sound spine contains the wrong stressed syllables and the wrong stressed vowel sounds, as it often does when many non-native speakers speak English, it can be difficult to understand the message, and we may ask, "Sorry, can you repeat that, please?" Similarly, if the sentence is cluttered with unnecessary pauses, ums and ahs, gaps and redundant consonant sounds, the stressed vowel sounds can be very difficult to identify. This also leads to confusion, frustration, and miscommunication. Connected speech helps by isolating the stressed vowel sounds and making them easier to hear. The aims of connected speech, then, are 1. To reduce the gaps when we speak and increase fluency by speaking in a continuous way, with syllable flowing into syllable rather than one individual word at a time, as many people learn to speak English. 2. To emphasize the sound spine, to make it louder and clearer in the sentence.